That is an original composition by Chris Norby. The composer and keyboard player is bringing his group Cabaret to the Crescent Ballroom tonight, playing some of his original music, but also film scores. Norby stopped by the studios with Cabaret's bassoon player, Christy Lynn Woods, to talk about the show and the band, and I started by asking Chris what the show is all about.
This show is all about the joy of music. We started in 2017, there was seven of us, and Christy Lynn's an original member. And we were a band with orchestral elements, and now I'd say we're the opposite, orchestral with band elements.
What does that mean?
It's mostly orchestral music, or type of music, film scores, and my own compositions that I did for games and theater and stuff. And I always want to write for orchestra, but they're too expensive and you can't get your hands on them, so we started our own.
Christy Lynn, what appeals to you about playing in this particular ensemble and this kind of music?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's really nice to be able to play music that you feel like you connect with. Sometimes as a professional musician, we play what we're asked to play, right? And so this is a group of friends. This is music that's got like a very cool, Chris is drawn to stuff that's like kind of dark and creepy vibe to it. And I love that. There's a lot of like Danny Elfman and it's really fun to play and it's really enjoyable to make music with this group of people.
Chris, you mentioned that some of what you play is stuff that you have composed, and you talked about, you know, writing for orchestras and stuff. It must be kind of cool to actually be able to play your own stuff.
It's amazing, and especially with all these players. There's 15 of them, and they're amazing. Once we had that first rehearsal with the new group, it was happiness. And we all have a good time playing, like Christy Lynn said. And last show we did, the audience, it was a great atmosphere all around.
What about film scores appeals to you?
I've always loved them, and they're just exciting. It's good music. It sometimes gets overlooked in the orchestral world. I love orchestral music, but a lot of times when I go to orchestral concerts, I find myself looking at the conductor's score to see when it's going to be over. And so with our concert, I said, how could I make a concert of orchestral-type music that's exciting? And these film scorers, we're playing some Jerry Goldsmith, Danny Elfman, Bernard Herrmann, Shirley Walker. It's exciting music, and it's in between sort of pop and rock music and orchestral land.
I think for a lot of sort of casual music fans, if they think of film score music, they think immediately of John Williams, right? Like some of the most well-known themes from, you know, things like Superman and Indiana Jones, and the list goes on and on and on. Christy Lynn, what is it about maybe playing music other than that is so interesting?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's the aesthetic. It's just the overall, like, vibe of it. That stuff has, like, a really particular sound. Like, when you hear it, you know it's John Williams. And so this is just, it's coming from, like, a different place. The type of, if you're thinking, like, colors, like, a different palette, you know, like Batman or Beetlejuice or some of the stuff that we've done in the past.
Yeah. Well, you said it was a little darker, maybe a little more gritty than some of the other stuff.
Yeah, and there's, like, suspenseful, lots of, like, dissonance and suspenseful elements to it that make it, like, really fun when the moments hit where, like, you know, there's some kind of resolution or, like, a pop to it.
And you mentioned that you've also composed music for video games.
Uh-huh.
What does that entail? Because that seems like it might be kind of related to movies, but also in many ways very, very different.
Yeah, it's more interactive and it's loop-based. So if you watch a movie, it takes 10 seconds for a character to get from here to there, and you got to touch all that in the music. If you're playing games, it might take one player 1 minute to finish a level. It might take the other player 10 minutes. So the music's got to be able to be interactive in that sense. But it's basically trying to do the same thing as film music, but it's reverse engineered, sort of.
How do you try to get that to a place where people watching it on stage will be as interested as people sitting in front of a screen playing it?
When I do these loops for video games, I always try and go on a musical adventure. You got to end up at the same place at the end where you started, but in the middle, you can go all over the place. So it's sort of the video game music of mine that we're playing sort of sounds like a combination of Balkan folk music with 90s Hollywood movie score.
Huh.
So it's really high energy stuff.
Chrissy Lynn, you're nodding. Are you a gamer? Do you play these video games?
I don't know.
So it's kind of new to you, some of the music then.
Yeah, absolutely. But it all fits within so I've actually been playing Chris's music since
day one of me. The first piece I wrote since I moved to Arizona, 2013 or something, or 14?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and so for me, it's just playing more of Chris's music, which I really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So.
When you describe your music as orchestral music, mm-hmm. do you find that you have to quickly sort of explain exactly what you mean by that? Because you're not performing in Symphony Hall, for example. You're performing at Crescent Ballroom, which is a totally different venue.
That's part of what I want to do. I've written a whole bunch of symphony music for the full symphony orchestra, but I want to bring orchestral sounds out into the world. It can sort of be a bit stodgy. Orchestral programming. I love the music, but so what we've done here is basically the setup of an orchestra: string section, woodwinds, brass, percussion, keyboards, and we have some singers. And so it's really, when I'm arranging it for the group, I'm thinking of the orchestra. It's just less players, but it'll be amplified, so you still get a big sound. So that's what I mean by it. It's sort of in between a band and an orchestra.
Back in 2017, 2018, I was doing a lot of similar stuff where I was taking classical music, orchestral music, chamber music into bars. So we were taking it down into Valley Bar and over at Crescent Ballroom and just trying to connect with different people. So I think that people are fascinated with that. I think they're excited to see something that's different. I think that people, get really into the excitement and the creepy vibe and the fun energy of the singers. And I think it probably maybe it appeals to a different type of person than would normally hang out at Crescent Ballroom. I don't know. Or maybe it'll appeal to them because it's at Crescent Ballroom and they get to see something different.
All right. Christy Lynn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Chris Norby is a composer and keyboard player in Cabaret. Christy Lynn Woods is the bassoon player in Cabaret. They'll be performing tonight at Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix.